What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Well, guess what? It's is it what Tuesday? What day is it? Is it what? No, it's Tuesday. Wait, it's Tuesday.
Wednesday.
No, it's
Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. Oh my God! I'm all messed up. 98.9 Buzz Spaziano and Sandy. Welcome to the show. I am Scott Spaziano. I do not know where my brain is, and there is Sandy Waters, whose brain is always there. I am giving you clouds and a little bit of rain today, is what they're saying. Maybe 46, 47 degrees for the high, and that's about it. Man, it's weird. It's weird. I don't know what the day, time.
I know. I know.
Days. But I do know
it's all a blur.
I do know one thing. I do know one thing, though. It's a, and we don't like to, like, all the time say it, but you know what today is? National Peanut Butter Jolly Day.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Yeah. There you go. Wake up.
There you go.
You know what? This song, my daughter makes me play this all the time in the car.
She does?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder who first exposed her to it.
I may have.
Yeah, okay.
Peanut butter jelly. Right. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly and the baseball bat. Oh, speaking of which, the Red Wings won yesterday. 10-1. Congratulations. Home opener. Yeah, peanut butter jelly day. I don't know what it is, but she likes peanut butter and jelly. And then she'll be like, can I make you a peanut butter jelly sandwich? And she's like, no. I just want a jelly sandwich.
Okay. Pure sugar. That's fine, kid.
That is my wife's sneak food go-to. And she's so bad at covering her tracks because she always leaves the jelly out. And it's like, really?
Okay.
It's, that's your like sneak food? Like your
It clearly is not. Oh, my God. Can you turn this down? It's messing me up now.
Oh, you can still hear it?
Yes.
I've had it off.
Oh, my God. It was blasting in my headphones.
Oh,
somehow
okay.
The board made it blast in my headphones. I'm like, oh, my God. I can't even. It's so obnoxious. Okay. Your wife is really not secretly doing that if she's leaving the jar out.
Well, she's like, will you make me this? Will you make me that? Like for dinner or whatever, for a snack or whatever. Can you make that? And like, but then she'll always go off and sneak a jelly sandwich. And she never puts the jelly away. Never. It's like always leaves it out. And I'm like, it's so obvious you're cheating. This is your cheat food. She doesn't, I never say anything about it. I just put it away. But it's like, I know.
You know, do you even understand how you describe stories about your wife? Did you understand any level of that, what you just said? The
no.
details you gave in that story?
What?
You make it sound like you are either a servant of hers or like the best person in the entire world.
No,
like,
I'm a servant.
She always asks me, do this. And you know what? She leaves a mess, but I just put it away. I don't say anything. You're like, you're a bigger martyr than I am.
Oh, no. I'm just describing what's happening. I'm her slave. I'm her servant, eunuch, with no private parts, manservant. I am. That is it. I'm not trying to be a martyr. That's a fact. That's my life. L-I-F-E.
Everybody, when Scott tells a story about jail, just pay attention to that now and pick up on the servant vibes.
That's all it is. I'm not looking for praise or sympathy. I'm just telling you how it is.
Oh, you want sympathy. Everybody would want sympathy.
It's my observation. Doing that's my love language. I like to do that stuff.
Serve.
But I can complain that, like, would you leave the milk out, put the milk back. You know, it's like, right? One day I'm going to lay everything that she doesn't put away out and let it rot.
Ah, and just let it, yeah, just let it sit there.
Just let it spoil.
And you know what? It won't change her. I mean, she's a grown adult. It's not going to change her.
Yeah, it
won't.
Yeah, I
mean, I tried that. I mean, anyone else, 818-2899, you tried that. You're like, that's it. I've had enough. I'm not going to empty out the garbage in the bathroom.
I'm not doing your laundry anymore. Right.
And what is what happens? My husband throws his dental floss in the overflowing garbage and it falls on the floor and he walks away.
Yeah.
I mean, is that going to do all of a sudden, whoa, I should throw this out. No, it doesn't happen that way. It doesn't.
Well,
they're not conditioned to see it, right? Like, your wife is not conditioned to see the jelly sitting out on the counter.
Well, when
the
she goes to use it again and there's mold in it, then she'll be like, ugh. And I'm like, you left it out.
Oh my gosh, we got to buy more jelly. And she'll toss it and then just tell you to buy more jelly.
Yeah, well, that could also be true. Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet, though. I haven't let anything spoil yet. I think I might start doing that.
It's going to be, it's going to tick you off more. I promise you. I promise. Somebody back me up. It'll tick you off more because you want them to notice, but they don't notice. So then it gets you more angry.
Yeah, and when I say something.
I've done it to you. I've done it to you. I drop the ball on so many things that you're supposed to do. I don't do it. You don't notice. Have you noticed I did that?
Nope.
No, it just gets me more ticked off. So don't do it. I'm telling you. I'm saving you.
Thank you for the help. All right.
Saving your marriage, servant.
Good morning. Welcome to 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy. Here we are. We are living the dream on Middle Child Wednesday. Scott's Pisano, Sandy Waters. Hiya.
Every Wednesday, I forget it's Middle Child Wednesday until you remind me, which is so great. That's so great. It's like, you know, the person in your life where you forget it's your birthday, but they remind you.
What? Nobody forgets their birthday.
I do.
Well, you're weird.
I want to. I strategically try to.
Oh, God, no. No way. Never. Don't ever forget your birthday.
Child Wednesday. That is something I'll celebrate.
The rain will come in midday today, they're saying. Maybe even more by this afternoon. And 46 degrees for the high. That's about it. Here on 98.9 The Buzz. Hello.
Okay, so yesterday I was, and I don't know, I think everybody would do this. I was a trader yesterday. Huh? Okay, pretty much I was a trader. I felt a little dirty because what I was doing, it was like, wow, if this gets in the wrong hand, if this video gets in the wrong hands, people are going to be talking.
What'd you do?
Well, I was at, you know the new Brewster's in Greece?
Okay.
It's right there by Greece Athena. And it's been open since December. But anyhow, the guy there who owns the Brewster's, Jay, great guy, very nice guy. Mm-hmm. He was like, hey, just spontaneous, sent me an email yesterday. Hey, we're doing a charity event, raising money for the Athena graduating class of 2027.
Nice.
Do you want to come out and help scoop?
Oh, celebrity scoop tender.
It was a celebrity scoop thing, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like... Now, in the middle, I'm not spontaneous anymore. Let's be honest.
You've never been spontaneous.
Those days.
Christ. Let's talk about Val Kilmer who died. She's like, well, how are we going to talk about it? We got to do it like this.
That's different. That's planning, preparing, and having a good show.
Spontaneity. Okay, so what did you, so you didn't do
it?
It
has nothing to do with this.
You didn't scoop?
Anyhow, so I was like, well, I can't say no to Jay, A, because I really just met the guy. B, he's an Athena grad. Oh. I'm an Athena grad.
Yeah.
This is for Greece Athena.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't say no to my alma mater.
Oh, there you go.
I had to say yes. My kids went to Hilton. My daughter goes to Mercy. Like, my kids don't go to, we're not in the Greece school district.
Right.
But I'm like, you don't have a choice, right? When your alma mater says show up, you say when?
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah. You got to. If they ask, you can't say
no. Can't say no.
Did you do it or did you not do it?
I did.
Oh.
I did. And Jay taught me how to scoop. It's hot. Listen, anybody ice cream scoop when they were a kid or you do it now? It's tough. You've never done it.
What's tough about scooping ice cream?
I know. I thought the same thing. So I walk in and Jay's like, listen, this is harder than you think. So just be ready. And I'm like, oh my God, what is he talking about? Is he joking?
Because it's not soft serve. It's actually, you got to scoop it out of a bucket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And they make their own ice cream. And it was like, he's like, Liz, there's a finesse to it. There's a technique. And we had to do a practice run and I didn't do as good. And then me and another teacher, a Greece Athena teacher, she nailed it. First time. Everyone's like, woo! Applause.
What is there to do? You put the scoop in and you push down on it and you twist it and it comes out like in a little ball and you put it on a cone.
Yeah, but to get it off, like out of the scooper into the cup, I don't know. There's a little technique to it. Listen, maybe I'll ask Jay and he'll have you test it out too. But I demoted myself. I took myself off the scooping line.
Uh-huh. What did you do? Just ring people up?
I just kind of went outside and just, you know, like I always do, just attack people. Like, hi! How
oh,
are you?
Man.
Thanks for coming.
You were the hype girl?
Yeah.
You weren't the scooper? You weren't a celebrity scooper? You're just a hype person?
Yeah, that's my role. I realize that's my role. Like, I'll never sign up for a celebrity bartending either. I hate that. I'm not very good at that. Remember the last time we went and I'm like, Scott, take over for me.
Some people, I guess, are just naturals at that, and other people just are,
I don't know what it is. I just get stressed when it's all on me to take care of your order. I can't do it. Something, I choke up. I don't know what it is.
I don't know either. It's so funny. Oh, the pressure is so terrible.
It is. It is, really. I don't want to mess it up.
How many scoops you want? One, two, or three? I mean, oh, you want whipped cream on that?
Listen, you laugh. You okay.
What kind of sprinkles would you like?
Anybody do that when you were when you worked in high school, or you do it now? You scoop ice cream. Tell Scott. It's
don't even try to solicit a phone call for this, because no one's going
intense.
To stick up for you.
Or even like those occupations, those whatever, where it's like a long line, and then that gives you pressure, anxiety. Like even at Delta Sonic, the people who spray before the cars go in, man, if there's a long line, I don't know if I can do it. That's another job that people take for granted. That's a tough gig. Spray down the cars?
Yeah.
It's got to be tough.
Oh, horrible. This is why I love you. Everybody's out there.
Because I respect the work that people put into their jobs.
Yes, but you're talking about it like you're like Mike Rowe and Dirty Jobs. It's like, you guys cry me. Hi, The Buzz. Please save me. Save me.
Hi. I'm laughing at her.
I know.
No, because it's funny. We were just talking to our son about this. He goes to Athena. He's a senior this year.
There you go.
But he got a job at Burn Dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an ice cream window.
Yeah.
And he said, we said, oh, that'd be fun. He's like, actually, I'd rather do anything in the store than do ice cream.
See?
Why?
Because he said it's tough,
it's
right?
It's traumatizing and hard.
It's tough.
Well, we started to get into it, and then we had to get out. But that's why I'm laughing, because we're like, really? You'd rather run register? He's like, yes, all day long.
I understand your son.
He's like, yes. I'd rather stock in the freezer. I'd rather make sandwiches. So.
Is this because he attempted to do the ice cream window and it was too difficult, or he just doesn't want to do it?
No, they love having him do it, I guess, but, you know, and he'll do whatever he's asked to do, but it's not, he said it's his least favorite.
Tell your son, I feel him. I feel him.
I said,
we're
and
close.
Dude, it's not even summer yet. When the window at Burn Dairy opens.
Yeah, right. Tell me about it. Yeah, it's so funny. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Great day.
Yeah, bye.
See? I told you.
Brain surgeon.
I told you.
Police officer.
Well, I respect those people too, but
ice cream scooper.
It's
all very, very strenuous jobs. Go home, beat the dog kind of jobs. Okay.
I'm no. Next time you get ice cream, just say thank you. Give them an extra thank you.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, so somebody was spotted. A couple was spotted at the airport the other day.
Which one?
Was it JFK? I think it was JFK.
Okay.
One of those New York City airports. Yeah, JFK airport.
Yeah.
And social media blew up. Because of the couple, yes, but also what the couple had with them.
It's 98.9 to Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Who was this couple?
Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld.
Oh, now, hey,
we adore them, right? And for some reason, I am now more interested in Josh Allen and Haley since he proposed to Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with them. I don't know why all of a sudden. Anyhow, I love them. I think they're the cutest thing. So it was like 11 hours ago. It was posted. Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld spotted at JFK Airport.
Oh, no.
And they look so just normal.
Well, yeah.
They're like in their sweats. Like, Haley is one of those travelers who just sweats it all out. I mean, it's like sweats,
like
lounge pants, and
like
comfy,
real
long.
Comfy. Yeah.
Yes.
I know. I think she's supposed to be on Good Morning America this week. Maybe it's today. If they were spotted at JFK, they were teasing that Haley Steinfeld is going to be on.
So, two things that people were talking about. Well, everybody was talking about just them being there, critiquing what they wear, how they, you know, who was carrying what. He had a cart, a luggage cart, and there was three massive luggages on that luggage cart, like massive.
Really?
Then he had his big backpack. Then he also had a carry-on luggage kind of thing.
Oh, God.
In his hand. She had a carry-on and a big purse. So, of course, everybody is just critiquing how much luggage they have. Like,
Wow.
You know you're rich when check bags don't scare you. You know what I mean? Like, the price of
You think it's they're going to be like, listen, Josh.
That right there.
It's going to cost a lot for that extra bag. I don't know. It seems you can take some stuff out, leave it in the car.
Well, right? You know you're rich when? We all have that you know you're rich when is when you bring, you check three bags. Okay, that is like, that's something. But then, okay, so some people were like critiquing that. And I know I laughed because that is like your thing with your wife when she travels.
That's my pet peeve. Like, yeah, well, I'll get into that in a few minutes because it's just, it's this, there, and you know, this time, well, I know, okay, just let's just say I've got a story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got a story. Yeah, I've got a story.
If you're triggered by that, any other husbands? Is it only husband? I wonder if there's a couple who the husband has more luggage than the wife. Because the stereotype is you don't think so?
Never on humankind has there been a guy that's packed more than his wife. No. Nope.
There might be.
Nope. There's been a guy that hasn't had enough room to fit into the suitcase, but not a guy who's had a larger suitcase than the wife. Unless you're a celebrity. And you're traveling with, like, wardrobe trunks.
Now, someone did say, why can't we ever just let them be? They're normal people. Let them live normal lives without having to take pictures of their every movement. And I'm like, are you serious right now?
That's what they signed up for, right?
Right. They are not normal people, and they are not living normal lives. And, yes, we will take a picture. I would have absolutely snapped a shot, too.
Listen, you can make $220 million like Josh is and still, you know, still be a bro and hang out and be, but it will never make you normal. You could dress, you could dress down like, you know, like a college kid, but it'll never make you normal.
And I don't even think, I think they wanted to walk the airport knowing that people are taking pictures of them. I think it would hurt their ego if we did it. Don't you agree? Like these people, everyone's like, well, just leave them alone. The celebrities, the whatever, the rich and famous, leave them alone. They're just people. No, that would crush them.
I mean, they were traveling economy, like regular jet travel, like
I don't know
commercial
if economy,
jet.
But yeah.
You know, I mean.
Not private jet. Well,
they, don't
yeah.
They didn't have a private jet because you don't take private jets from an airport. You take it from a little building at the airport where nobody sees you.
Huh, that's interesting. You're right. What are they walking through JFK for like
They're
that?
Flying commercial.
They want to be spotted. They want us to take a picture of them, and they want us to critique how much luggage they get.
Okay, I guess. Your obsession is really useless. I'm sorry. I don't. The only other obsession I think you've had is the Scott Peterson trial. That's the only other thing I remember you being obsessed with. Because you've brought them up at least once a week for the last 3 weeks.
Who?
You.
Josh and Haley?
Yeah.
Well, they're in the news. What was the last time? The people talk about, we're Buffalo, you know, we're like, it's Buffalo Bills. Oh. Everybody talks about Josh Allen. Everyone wants to know what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
His every move.
I don't think they want to get their pictures taken. I think it's just like, that's we're traveling commercial and we got to get to JFK and that's it. You know, I don't even think they know that part of that comes with it. Right, they get their photos taken. People ask for autographs. That's
you love that too. You go to Eastview Mall. Scott's waiting for someone to take a picture of him.
Right. I haven't been to Eastview Mall in 2 years, but yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
So,
gosh, you're not playing along today.
98.9 The Buzz.
All right, so these are things, and you know what, Scotty? I think everybody can relate to this. When one person is, if you're together with somebody, and one person has to go away on, I don't know, a vacation or a business trip or whatever, there are certain things that you make a point to doing before they leave.
Yeah, like have a fight.
Or not doing. I should say not doing.
Why is there always a little argument before a vacation? Does this happen to you? That's not a big deal. It's not life-changing. There's no divorce install. Yeah. It's just like there's always some kind of snippy, snitty, before
because
a vacation.
It's stressful packing. Everybody hates packing. That's what it is. It's the whole packing. If we could eliminate packing from traveling, it would be so much better. Life would be so much better.
Is...
So did you guys get into an argument, or were you refusing to get into an argument?
No, no. So here I am, you know, the provider. My wife and daughter are leaving yesterday to go to Florida.
Why did you label yourself like that?
Because I always try to help them out. Like, and she had me up till 11 o'clock helping out, doing stuff, like trying to get... I'm flipping laundry,
folding laundry.
You're
not the provider. Don't you remember? We said it this morning. Yeah, we established it. You're the servant.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. So... you know those little vac seal travel bag things?
Yeah.
Back years ago, you hooked your vacuum cleaner up to it.
Yeah.
So now the next evolution is the bags are better, and now there's a large Tic Tac vacuum. It's tiny. You can hold it in the palm of your hand. It's USB. You plug it into like a battery or something, a charger battery. And you put it on the thing, and it sucks it. Bam, boom. Now, my wife is notorious for overpacking and whatever.
Go.
So I'm like, I got these bags.
She's Haley Steinfeld.
Right, exactly. No, right. So after like our trip to Cancun, I had found an old one that I had, and I used it, and it was great. And I was actually able to fit my luggage in because it vacuumed it right down to nothing. So I bought, it was like cheap. It was like $20 or whatever. So I got this package of... giant Ziploc bags for my wife's trip. And I brought it into her while she was packing. I'm like, here, just lay your clothes, just put them in a pile, nice and folded, and I'll vac seal them for you. No, I don't want to do that. Da, 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 da. I'm like, what? She's just like, I try to make it more efficient for her to pack. She can actually get more things.
Did she ask for help?
No.
Well, then?
I was offering a solution. I was offering a solution.
To a problem she doesn't have.
She does. She has to sit on her luggage and zip it shut. I'm like, let me help you.
Did she say she wanted your help?
No.
Did she say she wanted you to find her a solution?
No.
Well, then stay in your lane. Mm. She's got it. Good heavens, she's got to pack for Ellie and herself. Leave her alone.
Right.
If she said, oh my gosh, babe, I can't fit all my stuff in here. Can you help? Now you put on your cape and you be the provider like you said you are, and you provide. Other than that, stay. Be quiet. Go downstairs.
You know
clean
what?
The kitchen.
I am going
cook
to.
Dinner.
I do that anyways. I do that anyways. How about I just don't offer anything
Very
ever?
Very good.
Ever.
Very good.
Ever?
But only when she asks.
Jeez.
Because sometimes you will, and now, is this a self-aware? Wait, hang on. Before I say the next thing that I want to say, I got to understand where you want me to take this. Do you want me to just listen and agree, or do you want me to give you self-aware moments?
Huh?
Things that you do that you could be more self-aware about.
I just want to have a conversation about it, and I don't want it to be I'm always wrong, because I'm not.
Well, I'm just saying, sometimes you critique and you try to help areas where nobody wants it. Like, nobody... Worry about what you got to worry about. Nobody... She travels way more than you do. So it's like you never travel, and you're telling the seasoned traveler how to pack. It's a weird vibe.
No, I'm just trying to help. I'm trying to be a good husband.
Yeah. So please tell me, because she is going away, please tell me you didn't start an argument and you just
walked out of the room. Oh, no, she snipped at me and I went into the other room.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Hey, Ray, what's up, dude?
Okay, good that you didn't continue that.
No, we got into a little argument.
You can't argue. You cannot argue before a business trip. I always told my husband, like, we can't. That's like the last thing you...
Oh, I lost
Ray. That's the last thing. Oh, right. That's the last thing that you should do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before a business trip. Before traveling.
Yeah, you should never, but it always seems to happen. And it shouldn't. So therefore, I now have these great vacuum travel bags that I'm going to use next time I go on vacation by myself.
Does anyone need a problem solved, Scotty? No, does anyone not need a problem solved? Scotty will solve it with
exactly.
Vacuum sealed bags.
Yes, I'm the unnecessary evil that you...
No, I'm not saying that. can. I'm just, don't get, you're, yeah.
Don't ever offer any assistance on anything unless asked. So don't speak until spoken to and stay in the other room. Have a nice marriage.
I just said it's not worth starting an argument.
So I'm not going to mow the lawn until she asks me.
That's not what I said at all.
I'm not
going to
move her car.
Oh, here we go. He didn't want the self-awareness bomb.
I'm now so self-aware of this, I'm not going to put away that jelly unless she asks me.
Right. Right. That's her problem. She left the milk, the jelly, the mess, the overstuffed luggage. She didn't ask for your help.
Right. And, you know, as providers and spouses, we don't try to make anything easier for each other. What?
Now, before she's gone all week, right?
Yeah.
You should have had intimate time. Instead of arguing and waving your stupid vacuum seal bags around, you should have had a little intimate time with her. That's what you're supposed to do before you travel. So the last thing she could think about is that. Not you pushing a bag pusher.
6:49 on 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. A little bit of rain
bag
today.
Bag pushing.
How you doing? My name is Scott Pisano. There's Sandy Waters. We've been here for 26 years doing this same thing over and over again. Welcome to the show. It's 98.9 The Buzz.
All right. The bond is so tight. Is this the one thing that's going to break it? Like, our bond is so tight. I don't know if there's anything that's going to break it. The Buzz fam.
I know, right? Unless something you do something really horrible that disgusts us all, right?
Well, here's the thing, and here's the question, and think about this now in your social circles. If there is a group of people that you hang out with, and you are so tight, and you know each other so well, what could one person do in that group that everybody else would be like, yeah, dude, you're out of the group? Is there anything? So, former commander of the Geneva American Legion, Winnipeg Post 396,
yes,
is charged with second-degree grand larceny for allegedly stealing cash from the veteran organization for personal use.
How much?
Nearly $100,000 from the local chapter. Whoa, 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 whoa.
You have now exited the group.
Well, no, see, that's what I was going to say. I don't think so. I don't know. Putting the question out there. Stories like this, someone stealing from, and even the American Legion is like, oh my God, that's terrible. Yeah. Well, it's been done before. It's not new, right?
Oh, it happens
no
all over the
place. No shocker, really.
Yeah.
Nothing's off limits when it comes to stealing. But the veterans, you guys are a tight-knit group. I mean,
yeah,
that's a bond.
And
right,
you think
there.
That wouldn't break that bond?
I don't know if for all of us, and if you read through the comments, like harsh comments based on his alleged crime.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. So easy for us because we don't know the dude. We don't know anything about it. We don't know what it's like to be in that group. But the veterans are like a brotherhood. Is that bond so tight?
If you're,
something like this break it?
Yeah, it breaks it. Yeah, you're out.
You think so?
Yeah, of course. I'm careful. You can't
even say that because you don't know.
Okay, then I guess I have no comment on this. If it were me and I was a veteran and I took a pledge to the Constitution, do all the great stuff veterans do, right? You know, if you're in the military, there's an unspoken brotherhood. But if you're true, then that's not good. Bad people. Good people.
Now let's talk compass,
I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, okay, without a doubt, he broke the moral compass, but let's talk about levels, degrees of crimes. He just stole money. It's bad. It's not good.
Allegedly.
But he didn't allegedly kill somebody. Now that is bad.
Oh, okay, so you could allow somebody ganking 100 grand from
I'm just saying.
Friends of yours? You have a line here? Is there a black and white on this? Nah, you know. I'm not going to be pissed if you gave me some of the money and I never got caught, so you'd be my buddy. So there's going to be a couple of them that are like, fine. No big deal.
Think through all your friend groups. And now think of all the shady behavior, if any of them have done something. I mean, I know of some right now of your friend groups, my friend groups, our friend groups, work groups. Some people have been accused of things. Did you totally write them off? I did, actually, because I feel very weird if I were to talk to her again. there's somebody in our history of working that did something allegedly.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I wasn't as close,
so I don't know if I would. I don't think I would bail, but I wasn't really as close, except for just, you know, casually hi. But
yeah,
if I was
too.
In the friend group, I don't think I'd.
Oh, you're right. I wasn't in the tight friend group.
I can't really comment on that.
I don't think I would. I don't think I would bail. A tight friend group? Like high school friends. That's another one of those groups. Your high school friends. You've been together since high school. Mm-hmm. You're still together at this age. Stealing money isn't going to kick you out of the friend group. Mm-hmm. I don't think. Even stealing within the friend group, I think I would let that person back in. We know each other. We have so much history.
No. Are you kidding me?
Police officers, that's a brotherhood right there.
Yeah.
I think it's going to take a lot for somebody to get kicked out of that brotherhood.
There's going to be a lot of them that stick around, and there's going to be a lot of them that bail. That's the thing. It's never black and white, you know?
Without a doubt, this is a group, right? No matter what that group is, for this guy, it's his, you know, veteran buddies.
Yeah.
It's going to be awkward. He's going to have to interact.
Or disappear.
Can you really fully disappear? Especially if you're trying to say, I'm innocent.
Well, he doesn't work there anymore, though, right? Former, you said?
Former.
Yeah, so he doesn't have to. Yeah, he probably has to.
Yeah, but social circles. It's you're going to walk into a room and know everybody is talking and whispering about you.
Well, the moral of the story is, don't do that. Allegedly.
Family is another one. Anything your son could do, your son steals money, you're going to kick him out of the family?
If it's bad enough, yeah.
It's kind of like every family has that family member. It's like, don't speak about what they did. Let's just pretend.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah,
We don't talk about that.
That's right.
We don't talk about Bruno. No.
Very good.
We don't.
Very good.
All right. It's coming up on the Jerker Justified time, and we got a voice message on the Odyssey app. I love this utility. It's great. You just go to the app on Odyssey, and you just click it right next to where it says The Buzz. You can leave. We're getting Jerker Justifieds. Listen to this one, Sandy.
Hi, guys. This is Tammy. I'm calling because I had a problem with my sister, who is incredibly indecisive ordering when we go out to eat. I would really love your help with this. This would be a really good Jerker Justified.
Mm-hmm.
Call me back.
Sound familiar? Does this ring true in your ears, Sandra?
For a lot of us.
Yeah, the indecisive diner. All right, we'll get to Jerker Justified coming up in just a bit.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk or Justified.
Okay, we got her on the phone. You ready?
Hey. First time, long time.
Caller! Yeah, I love people like this. Good, I'm glad. Now, I mean, you're kind of like first time, half time. Because like the first time, you reached out on our voice message on the Odyssey app. So we got your story. So your sister is bugging you, huh?
Yeah. She's been... Every time we go out to eat, she's always asking the server a million questions, like goes around the table, asks everybody what they're ordering, and then it takes forever to make her decision.
So wait, that makes her a jerk? Or that makes her everybody else? I do that. I'm indecisive.
Oh, God, yes.
I ask everybody what's wrong with asking everybody what they're eating, what they're ordering?
Why? Because you're going to want to eat what they eat?
I'm getting ideas. I'm feeling the table.
The indecisive diner, the one that takes forever? Oh,
listen, it's a legitimate thing with Gen Z. Like, we've talked about this on the air. Gen Z, what did I see? It's like 86% of Gen Zs deal with menu anxiety. Legitimately, they get stressed out and anxious when they think about ordering food. Yeah.
Is your sister Gen Z?
Yeah, which is exactly why I thought of you guys. I mean, I remember you guys talking about how Gen Z is known for being like super shocked and stuff. And my sister is Gen Z, so
I don't think she's a jerk. I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, you're hungry. You're going to eat, right? Pick something. Eat it. Yeah, pick something.
But who's it bothering if she's taking some time to figure it out?
The wait
bothering
staff.
Bothering me.
Bothering me.
And it's like, is she the one that's like, and they start with her, and she's like, oh, no, keep going. I'm still looking after you guys have had like 5 minutes at the table, right?
Do me last,
Do me last,
Get to me last,
Which screws them up because they have a pattern of, you know, how they serve, how they take
They're fine.
And who gets what,
They're
right?
fine.
Oh, man. Okay, let's put this out. 818-2899, Jerk or Justified. The indecisive diner. Sandy. Okay, the buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justify the indecisive diner?
Good morning. I got to say it's a jerk move. It's tough when, because the anxiety that you're talking about when trying to decide, you're just passing it on to the rest of the table while they're waiting. Like, they're staring at you starting to get sweaty for the poor server who's got a million other tables to get, like, why didn't
Be helpful.
Yeah, order for them.
Yes, actually, that's what I want someone to do. You know, I don't want to make a wrong decision, okay? Going out to eat is expensive. I don't want to make the wrong decision. I want to enjoy my meal.
So think about it ahead of time.
Yeah.
Look up the menu beforehand, you know? It's okay to not know what you want until the moment, but when the moment comes, you got to know.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you feel in the mood. Maybe you think you want a burger. You get into the restaurant. You know, as they're seating you to your table, you see everybody else's dinner, and you're like, oh, wait, maybe that looks good. And then that's where the indecision
comes. Oh, my God.
the indecision, it kills me. It kills me on the
inside. Pick something.
I guess we'll never ever go out to eat together.
No, gotcha. Thanks for, okay, jerk, got it. Thank you. Bye. Hi, the boss. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
Oh, it is definitely a jerk move.
I know. It is the biggest pet peeve, right?
Yeah, when we go out with, it got to the point when we go out with friends or whatever, we all do our orders. When the waitress comes back, we say, just order our food and she'll get it to you later. That kind of puts the pressure on her, you know?
Exactly. Right? Right?
And, yeah.
You know,
have a great day.
Thank you.
Jerkiness.
Thank you. You know, if we go out and you're indecisive, the second that you like stall, I'm going to order you like haggis and liver and onions. I'm just, she'll have the liver.
I don't know why it's jerk though. Like it could bother you that I don't know right away what I want to eat, but why does that make me a jerk?
Because. One word answer. Because. I'm sure you are a nightmare. At the what's the joint in Pittsburgh? Cheesecake Factory. You got to be a nightmare there because their menu is like 50 pages long.
Yeah, don't give me all those choices.
Oh
Do
my
not.
God, it's so funny.
818-2899. There's messages coming in too.
Okay.
Jerk. This is my all caps.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote all caps. Biggest pet peeve. Check the menu online. Okay. Yeah.
Hi, the buzz. Hi, the boss. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
Don't
have your radio on. You'll hear it on hold.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a delay. Jerk, secondhand stress. Here's another one. Secondhand stress from watching someone panic over a menu is too much.
Yes. My mother-in-law's like that. I know right now, like when they get ready to go to lunch today down in Florida, where my wife and daughter are down there. It's going to be, come on in, hurry up, make up your mind. And I can just hear them saying it.
I don't want to make the wrong decision.
It's food.
Does any guy deal with this?
No.
It tends to be, it's just a girl-only thing.
No.
I don't.
Listen, if it gets to the point where it's crunch time and I don't know, right? And I'm looking, I'm indecisive. I just say something. I'm like, I'll take that. That was the one I was looking at. And it always ends up being fine.
Jerk, everyone is starving and she's holding up the whole process. It's a restaurant, not a job interview.
I love that.
The verdict is jerk.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Oh, God. Okay, well.
Yeah, make up your mind.
Yeah, it still won't. You can't just change like that. You can't just change. Just can't all of us. Okay, anyhow. If that didn't make you smile, then this definitely will. After 8 o'clock, I got to tell you about this viral video of this lady. What she's holding up a sign, mm-hmm. okay? There's mm-hmm. a marathon going on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's holding up a big sign, and it doesn't say, like, go so-and-so, you know, mm-hmm. cheering on one specific person. She's pretty much cheering on everybody. But what her sign says is what grabbed a lot of attention.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
98.9 The Buzz. It's Spezzano and Sandy. Sad news this morning. Val Kilmer died. The actor passed away, age 65. Yesterday, his daughter told the world he died of pneumonia. He was only 65.
Yeah, but he was dealing with, what was it, throat cancer for so long.
He did have throat cancer, and he did lose his vocal cords, but yeah.
Which was wild, if anybody. Did you ever see the Top Gun movie? The most recent?
No, I hadn't seen it yet.
He was in it, yeah. And it was wild to see it because they did somebody give me the details. I vaguely remember did they use AI or they used his son's voice or something because he was talking. He had a mm-hmm. talking line
right.
in the movie.
Yeah.
And they said it was through technology that they were able to. Yeah.
They did in 2021, this software. He worked with a software company just a few years ago to recreate using archived recordings of his voice.
Yeah,
and it turned out to be pretty. Yeah, listen. This is Val Kilmer's voice, but it's all remixed by AI. Listen to this.
I was struck by throat cancer. After getting treated, my voice, as I knew it, was taken away from me. People around me struggle to understand me when I'm talking. But despite all that, I still feel I'm the exact same person. Still the same creative soul. The soul that dreams ideas and stories constantly.
Isn't that wild?
Oh my
it's
gosh.
Just creepy. That same year of 2021, Val hit the theaters and Amazon Prime Video. It's a documentary. It's still up on Prime if you want to watch it.
Yeah,
interesting story.
Right.
My cousin Patsy lives in Santa Fe, and she crossed paths with him often.
Oh, she
No, I found out about
what
this
do you
morning.
Mean cross path? Like friends or fringe friends? Or just she because they live in the same area?
Yeah. And
how close
yeah.
are we talking?
But she's sat down and had dinner, or not dinner, but like they had coffee together and stuff. Yeah.
He seems like a cool guy. Always been.
Hi, The Buzz.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said he's pretty. He was a little weird, but he's pretty cool.
Hi, The Buzz. Weird?
Yeah. Well, actor weird. Hi, The Buzz.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Morning. Can you hear me? Now you can. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Okay, how about now? Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Okay. What's going on?
So with the whole Val Kilmer voice stuff,
yeah.
There are contracts for actors, and in those contracts, some of them say that they give permission for studios or whatever to have full access to everything they have, like their body and everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They can just use their images and everything, so everything can be AI now.
Well, that's why they went on strike.
Wait,
hold on. That's why they went on strike to keep that out of their business. Remember the screenwriters and the actors?
Yep. Some people refuse to sign it. They will not sign the contract if it has it in there.
Yeah.
Would you sign a contract that
very
says...
Very interesting, though.
Yeah.
They could use your everything?
Right? Isn't that nuts? I don't really care. Yeah. I mean, if people want to hear my voice, whatever.
Yeah, right. But, and
listen,
your voice is
wild.
Wonderful.
It was wild. There was a local tech company that reached out to me, and they're like, okay, you know, I've done voice work for them in the past and whatever, and they're like, okay, we're experimenting with, like, AI stuff. This was like years ago now, but and they're like, will you sign up for this? But I got to tell you, if we ever sell the company, the new company that buys us, they'll have the rights to everything that you record for us.
Yeah, your voice
your
goes with it.
And I was like, oh my God, I don't think I could sign up for that. Because they wanted me to act out things and voice. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. What do you even charge for that?
I know, right? Interesting. It's a whole new world.
That's weird.
Thank you. Have a great day. Oh, I got dirt. it. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Scott Spaziano and Sandy Waters. Hello.
All right, so I was teasing how this little old lady is holding up a sign at the marathon, and the sign, which what was written on the sign, is grabbing a lot of attention. And Scott's like, "Wait, hang on,
hold on, I got to follow
up. We got to push that story because we have something better. What is something better?
Okay, so you remember yesterday's Jerker Justified?
Yes, it was calling out Bob in North Trilite for his Christmas lights and blow-ups.
Right.
And his neighbor is like, yeah, we got to take that down. Can I go over there and tell him?
Do you remember? Okay. I think this was a call here.
Jerker Justified.
Listen to this.
That I would like to bring to our listeners. My neighbor, I don't want to say his name, so I'll say his name backwards, Bob. To this day, still turns on all his Christmas lights and blow-ups in the yard. It is driving me crazy. I would like to know if I'm a jerk, if I go over and say something to him, I'm like, hey, can you take your lights down? It's almost Easter. Or is he the jerk for keep on turning the lights on?
Right.
I believe in Christmas spirits, but not 3.5 months later. So can you guys help me out? Have a great day.
Okay, so Dave left his voice message on our Odyssey app. And guess who I have on the phone?
Do you have Dave?
I've got Dave.
The verdict was jerk. He would have been jerk to go over and tell the neighbor.
What up, you big fat jerk?
Yeah, I heard it. I did not go say anything to Bob. I took the listener's word.
Uh-huh.
So I'm taking the garbage cans out last night, and Bob meets me in the street.
No.
Why are you putting my business all over the radio? I'm tired of that. Keep my name out of your mouth.
Oh.
I swear to God, don't ever talk to me again. Don't ever even look in my yard.
Oh, no.
None of your business what happens. I'm like...
Uh-oh.
Bob, I was just kidding. He's like, my granddaughter likes the lights. That's why they're up. So they were right to call you a jerk. I'm like, hey, I'm just kidding. It was just, he's like, April Fool's, you should have seen your face.
Oh, my God. Dave, I was.
April Fool's, I was just kidding.
God. He's like, my lights are on a timer. He goes, truthfully, I don't even remember them or them being even on. So he goes, I'll go unplug the timers now.
Dave, you don't know how much immense guilt just washed over me when you were saying that. Bob, you got us again.
Good job, Bob.
Yeah, that was a good one. Not many people can get me, but Bob got me.
You got gotten.
I like this guy. I want to meet Bob. He's a funny neighbor.
Good follow up.
You guys have a great day. And
you too, man.
Thanks a lot for helping me settle it.
Any more Jerker Justifieds, just leave them on the Odyssey app,
okay? Yeah, give us another one, Dave.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Oh my God.
Isn't that awesome?
I can't even imagine. Like, his face must have been priceless as Bob was telling him all
that. Oh, man. And dude took it way far. He put the guilt in there about his granddaughter.
Meet you in the street, too. That right there, just the setting.
Anyway, so that's a great follow up. If you ever have any Jerker Justified and you want to get in trouble like Dave, go to the free Odyssey app, go to the 98.9 to Buzz, or you go to listen to us right next to this little button. And just leave it right on your phone.
And leave your phone number, too.
Yeah.
We won't put your phone number in the air, but it'll help us get in touch with you.
Back at
okay.
You.
Right. Oh, my God.
Right,
okay,
we'll get to the sign 104-year-old lady sign chick in just a second here.
After Dave, I don't know if this will top it, but maybe.
Hold on.
All right, I'm going to put the question out there. You can't wait to be old so you can what? Say what, do what? Because what this 104-year-old granny put on her sign that she was holding up at the marathon caught a lot of attention.
All right. Well, it is 98.9 of us, Suzanne and Sandy. All right, here's the little old lady. Take a listen.
Thank you. Thank you. So kind of you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Her sign says, run if you think I'm sexy. Again, she's standing on the side of a marathon.
Good for her.
I mean, ginormous white poster board sign, red lettering that says, run if you think I'm sexy. So that's why she's like, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. So kind of you. I appreciate it.
What was she wearing?
A sweetheart. Oh, no, she was just wearing grandma clothes.
Oh, okay.
And that would be my thing, that I would fill in the blank. You can't wait to be old so you can wear grandma clothes. Wear stretchy pants, comfortable shoes. Just feel comfortable. And who cares?
And drive a tan car.
Yeah, everyone says you're still cute. You still look cute just because you're grandma. That's mine. God. What's yours?
What I would want to be able to do if I'm old, like when I'm old like that.
Yeah, you can't wait to be old so you can...
die. I just can't wait till I can stop the world and get off.
Oh, well, that's depressing.
How's that?
What the hell?
No,
Joe,
I don't know.
Joe says probably
a pair of overalls. Like an old country grandpa.
Oh, so it's what to wear too.
A big fat belly, a flannel shirt, and a pair of overalls.
Well, wear it, rock it now. Bring back the overalls for guys.
Pull out my Dexy's Midnight Runners costume from Halloween.
Yeah. Do you still have overalls tucked away somewhere in the basement? No.
I've never worn overalls. I've never had a pair.
Oh, they're the most comfortable. I do. I still have mine. I pulled them out. Tried them on because I'm like, hey, I think they're trending again. Everything's trending.
Huh?
I loved those pants. They're so comfortable. They didn't fit. They did not fit. Joe says, he just reached out to us on Facebook, and you can do the same on socials. Say what I'm thinking without a care in the world.
Well, yeah, that's always that's a go-to, though. All people always do that.
They get a pass. They say what's on their mind.
Yeah.
And what age does that happen? Because my mother, I think, has hit that age. She'll just say, I'm like, Mom, you can't say that.
Is this within the family or to strangers?
Everywhere, anywhere. My one cousin, she met his girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and she said, I don't like her. I'm like, Mom!
In front of her?
I don't know if she could hear, but she definitely said in front. She just confronted him. Like, what do you think? What do you think, Zia? Because, you know, Zia is how you say aunt in Italian. What do you think, Zia Paula? And she's like, I don't like her. She's not good for you. I don't like her. And I'm like, Mom! You can't say this. She goes, whatever. I'm at an age where I can say what I want.
Really?
Why do I have to filter? I'm like, I don't know.
Because you won't get in trouble for what you think.
You single-handedly want to make it where your funeral has zero attendance.
That's funny.
I want you to do this. I want you to hold a sign up.
Run if you think I'm sexy.
Well, I don't know. Is there a marathon coming up? I don't know where you could hold a sign and what it should say. Maybe you could hold a sign up in front of like a bathroom and just be like,
what?
Go to the bathroom if I make you laugh so hard you have to pee or something. I don't know.
How about if I hold up a sign saying, please listen to the buzz. We need the ratings.
Thank you.
But where would you?
Thank you.
Hey, please.
So kind.
Please. Please.
I appreciate it.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Coming up, if you were, now, Canandaigua, I don't know. Do you not want more people to visit, or you want people to visit, but you don't want people to live there?
Huh?
Like, Canandaigua, you guys are very protective.
Nothing wrong with being protective of your hometown.
Well, I guess so, but it makes it hard for people who do want to move in.
Okay, that comes up in just a few minutes.
The Buzz.
Good morning, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano Sandy with you here. Happy Wednesday.
Would you move into a house where you know the neighbors don't want you there?
If you knew?
Would you?
If you knew?
Yeah, you pretty much know.
Before you bought the house or after?
No, before. Before.
Nope.
You wouldn't move in?
No. If I'm not wanted, I'm not going there.
Well, okay. Well, this is what's happening in Canandaigua. Pretty much, this is what's happening.
You're exaggerating.
No, this is... the town is saying we don't want this. A lot of people, not the entire town. A good number of residents
saying... okay. Right.
We don't want this.
All right.
And now... if it does come to fruition where this housing development will happen, mm-hmm. now the people moving in will be like, oh, yeah, I'm the person you did not want to live here.
So this is a new build on a plot of land or something? Like a development?
So here is the details straight from the news story. Residents of Canandaigua have expressed significant concerns regarding a proposed housing development by Canandaigua Homes, LLC.
Okay.
Now, the developer seeks to rezone a 27-acre parcel mm-hmm. to construct 79 single-family homes priced around $300,000.
Okay.
And they say that's affordable.
Yeah.
Listen,
it's low-end these days. It's low-end.
That's high to me.
I know, but it's low. It's, that's low end these days.
All right. Well, Canandaigua, don't worry.
Tiny house.
I won't be moving in because I can't afford. Okay, I've been priced out.
You're stuck 20 years ago when $300,000 houses were like McMansions. Now they're not.
I know. I never can move just because of that. Okay. So now residents are worried. And if you are a Canandaigua resident, 818-2899, because I'm interested in hearing what you say about this. Residents are worried about increased traffic.
Okay, right.
That's always the worry.
Right.
Whenever any store, building of any sort, everybody's freaked out about
traffic. Ask Whole Foods, you know.
Does it ever really impact traffic?
So is there something that stands out that's really like... Because that's all normal stuff, right?
That's normal. Some people say potential flooding risks due to the properties... water table and existing drainage challenges.
Okay, that's an engineering thing, right?
I don't know if I know anything about that. You would think that they would figure that out, right?
Right.
I don't know. So, Canandaigua City Council has opted to keep the public hearing open with further discussions scheduled April 7th. So that's next week. And the developer says, hey, I'm willing to address any issues and listen to everybody.
All right, so we got calls coming in. Hi, The Buzz. Hello.
Hey, it's Joe Build-A-Bear.
Hey, what's up?
This is from earlier. I couldn't get through earlier. But Sandy doesn't understand as a guy. We're screwed, damned if we do, damned if we don't.
Oh, of course. Wait, this is every break we ever talk about?
I know, wait. Which one are you referring to? What conversation?
Every conversation Sandy has with me?
Yeah.
But now about this. Yeah. What do you feel about this whole Canandaigua thing where would you move into a neighborhood or a group that you know you're not wanted?
No, because why would I waste my money on something that I'm really not going to enjoy?
But you know what? By the time you move in and it's built, it's going to be years. It'll all be dead anyways. People have bitched about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. but if I had the money, yeah, sure, I would, just to piss them off.
All right, Joe, take it easy, buddy.
I'll throw big parties and invite one of them.
I love it. Thank you. See ya.
You would have to have a party, a neighborhood party. Hey, you guys didn't want us here, but we're inviting you to our neighborhood party.
Yeah, but you know, if it's on a parcel of land, right, that's stuck out somewhere else, it's not like it's bumped up against somebody. No, nobody who doesn't want them there is going to be there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know you are the neighborhood that the town, good number of people in the town did not want. I mean, I don't know. Would it stop you from moving in? Would it make you reconsider? Because will you get, like, the side eye when you're walking around Canandaigua?
People know who you are.
You're pulling out of the neighborhood. People don't, you know.
You get me the side eye, I get you that. Your number one sign. Would you refrain from going into a place that was, quote...
If you're
calling this controversial, this is not really that controversial.
I'm not saying controversial. I'm just saying it kind of is like, okay, so somebody just texted in, what? Toughest group to break into. This is a good turn into the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a group of people that's already established? Because you're pretty much the outsider moving in, right? The neighborhood doesn't exist. They're going to move in. Now you're the outsider moving into Canandaigua.
Mm-hmm.
This person, I don't know if she wanted me to say her name. Okay.
No.
She says, Church Food Pantry Group.
Oh, there you go.
Those are tough people to break into. I felt like an outsider for the longest time, but now I'm in! ! The Church Food Pantry Group?
They're a snooty bunch.
Are they?
$250,000.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, turn your radio down. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, man, I'm a Canandaigua resident right here. I just wanted to say, I think a lot of us don't want to become South Rochester. You know what I mean?
South Rochester. So you want to keep a country then?
I don't think it's about keeping a country. I think we have a beautiful town and we just want to develop it into our own culture and not really be South Rochester. You know what I mean?
So you want to be your own little clique. You don't want outsiders.
No, I don't think it's about clique and I don't think it's about dividing anyone. I just think that, you know, there's a lot that goes on in Rochester that we don't need going on in Canandaigua.
Oh.
It has nothing to do about cliques.
Oh, it's culture?
Well, I think we do have a... You know, I think it's a lot. I think it's fun down here, is what I'm saying. You know, we don't really need a bunch of people ruining our lake, bringing on more boats, destroying our clean water.
So it's the number of people or is it the quality? Like, do you want that home price? Is the $300,000 too low? Is that what you're saying? We need more high-end to keep...
You know, I think you guys are trying to pin me into a little corner.
No, I'm just asking. No, no. Yeah, I'm pinning you. I want to see. Because that I heard that is one of the things that
people... It's not the home prices for me.
Right.
It's the quality of life.
Right, I see what you mean. You want to keep it quaint, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we live in a very nice town, and we should keep it that way. And I think a lot of people are trying to sell short where we could have... You guys messed up. You said they wanted to build houses. They don't want to just build houses. They want to build condos, stack them on top of each other.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we all grew up with people hunting this land. Our friends hunted this land. Yeah. Now they're just giving it away.
I see your angle on it. I really do. And you know more about this than we do. So this is like stacked up stuff, right?
Pardon? Say that again?
This is like the stacked up condos, you know, multi-floor kind of single family.
Right, right. If they wanted to build beautiful neighborhoods, I think that's a whole different that's a whole different reason. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But they don't want to do that. They want to cheap out, and we're not stopped.
There you go. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, because it says construct 79 single family homes. So, I don't know. I see it as tiny little
patio homes.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too. But, okay, that's not the case you're saying.
All right, you two. You two have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you for calling in. Okay, bye.
Yep,
he will definitely be at that April 7th hearing.
I mean, you gotta
protect your town. You gotta protect your town, especially if you're born and raised there, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's always, you know, progress and the... sprawl of communities getting bigger and nobody wants anything to change. I totally understand it. Totally get it. Taking up to the commercial-free 98, starting at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock, 98 straight minutes of great buzz tunes, just to start you off.
We didn't, we ran out of time, but we got to do it tomorrow. Maybe it should be the Jerker Justified tomorrow. I don't know, unless you have a good one, 818-2899. Mm-hmm. The 76-year-old woman who's, it's like a race against the clock to find her missing lottery ticket.
Oh.
And the person who has it, should they come forward or not?
Oh, I didn't hear that part of the story. Really?
Well, somebody has it.
Okay. Maybe we should cover that tomorrow.
All right. Well, we'll see. Maybe that'll be our Jerker Justified. That happens at 7:20. If anything happens throughout your day where you're noticing and you're like, that goes against the moral compass in Rochester, leave us a voice message. If you go to the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, you can just leave it right there. And if you want to leave your phone number, we'll call you back and get you on the air.
Just like Dave did. Remember the follow-up we got from the Santa display this morning? It's awesome. All right. So let's take it to the top of the hour from 98.9 The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays, and now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.